You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Content warning, the following story deals with issues of sexual violence. Earlier this month, Dr. Momita Debnath, a trainee doctor in Calcutta in India, was raped and murdered on her own campus. Evidence suggested she was violently assaulted by several men after completing a 36-hour shift. Although her death was initially reported to her family as a suicide, the autopsy revealed severe injuries that were not self-inflicted. The murder has sparked protests across India. Outrage has especially come from the medical community, with student unions and colleagues demanding justice. The crime has been especially high profile as it has highlighted the violence against doctors in India, but especially against women who are in the workplace more broadly. The University of Auckland branch of Thursdays in Black, a student-led grassroots campaign against rape and sexual violence, are hosting a vigil for Dr. Debnath. The candlelight vigil is being hosted at 5 p.m. today, Thursday 22nd of August, outside the University of Auckland General Library. I spoke to organiser Liba Zubair about why they're hosting the vigil. Can you explain what happened to Dr. Momita Debnath?
Yep, so on the 9th of August, Dr. Momita Debnath, who was a training doctor at a medical college in India, was very tragically raped and she was murdered on campus, and her death was framed as a suicide to her parents for a significant amount of time, and only afterwards did the parents realise this is not a suicide because of the autopsy report and the injuries on her body. And the timing of it was quite close to the Independence Day for India, and so it's kind of lined up to be, what exactly do we have our independence for if, you know, our women are not even safe, our doctors are not even safe.
Was this attack an isolated incident, or is it part of a wider social problem?
It's definitely part of a wider social problem. We know that this isn't the only time something like this has happened. We know that because they did try to cover it up, the hospital, the dean. It's definitely not an isolated event, and sexual assault and rape in countries like India and Pakistan are so paramount, underreported, not talked about because the stigma is so significant. And I feel like in countries like New Zealand, we take it so for granted that we're able to openly talk about sexual assault and rape and what drives these things in our communities. But I grew up in Pakistan, and I know for a fact, like, talking about the things that I can talk here on air is not accepted at all.
Why are you leading a vigil for Dr. Debnath here in Tāmaki Makaurau?
Yeah, when we all found out about the news, obviously, like, there's a sense of dread and a sense of shock and horror, but also a sense of helplessness, and I think we feel that way in regards to a lot of events that are happening worldwide. But in this in particular, it hit a lot close to home because a lot of us have sisters who are doctors, a lot of us have sisters who, you know, are healthcare workers, and a lot of us were just like, what do we do? And so I was getting all these messages and people asking me, what can we do here all the way in Auckland? And what we can do is stand in solidarity, and that is why we ended up doing a candlelight vigil. It's the little things that matter in terms of when we're standing up alongside each other in the face of sexual assault and rape. And while we may not be able to create, say, systemic or legal change back home in India or Pakistan, standing in solidarity is saying something in its own.
Are there other young people leading vigils in other places?
Yep, so across the world there have been multiple vigils, multiple silent marches, a lot of reclaiming the night marches have been happening, especially in India and some in Pakistan as well. So we're definitely not the only ones doing this. New Zealand has a very diverse background of students, especially at UWA, and so this is between UWA and AUT, so it's not only us. And so we're definitely, there's a sense of coming together for a shared cause, and that is that we know sexual assault is wrong, but we also know that we're a bit sick and tired of not seeing change in our communities, especially being a brown person of colour.
And what do you hope to be the message from today's vigil?
I think today we are standing in mourning, and we are grieving the death, which is not the first time and it's not the last time. I think our communities need to be able to come together and grieve before we're able to mobilize and take a stand and try to create change here in Aotearoa. So if I'm thinking about the message, honestly, I just think we, in countries like New Zealand, we always talk about how sexual assault is wrong, but very rarely do we see actual systemic change. And so I think the message that we want to get across is that even though it's happening all the way in India, we know that similar things have happened here. We know that it happens across the world and it can't be tolerated. So it's a starting point, yeah.
And who are you encouraging to turn up today?
Anyone and everyone. Parents, daughters, sons, students. You don't have to be a student at AUT or UA to attend. It's at the general outside the general library at the University of Auckland, and so it's open to the public. Anyone can come. If you don't have a candle, we've got some candles for you. We're going to have a moment of silence. We're going to open it up for people to do speeches if they wish to. Anyone can come along. We're just standing in solidarity, and I think that's the least that we can do. It's the bare minimum.
That was Liba Zubir talking about the Thursdays in Black-led vigil for Dr. Mumita Debnath. The vigil is taking place at 5 p.m. today outside the University of Auckland General Library. All are welcome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.